My girl babysits for someone on her block. Then I come up to join her and we start to rock. The baby hears the beat and man, it is a shock when he goes. A rocking type of boogie is the kind of song that makes this little baby wanna sing along. And though he maybe gets the tune a little wrong, he still goes. He isn't too young to really feel the beat. He rocks back and forth in his little seat. He claps both his hands and he taps his feet and he sings. He is a hully-gully bouncing baby boy. You know the record player is his favorite toy. And don't forget he's everybody's pride and joy when he goes. I know there isn't anyone to take the bet, but surely he's the youngest teenager yet, and probably the hippest of the diaper set as he goes. He strolls in his stroller with the radio on. It doesn't go to sleep until the music's gone. He imitates the singer in the group with a low-down voice. And when it's time to tuck him in his little bed, with all that music running through his sleepy head, the little fella doesn't say goodnight. Instead, he says,
boogie, boogie, boogie,
That was Buzz Clifford with the Babysitting Boogie. Here's Phil Harris singing about the preacher and the bear.
Now preacher went out walking, 'twas on one Sunday morn. It was against his religion, but he took his gun along. He shot himself some mighty fine quail and one little measly hare. But on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. Now the bear got down in the middle of the road on all fours like a great big toad and looked that preacher right square in the eye. And the preacher looked at him and said bye-bye, started down the road and took out the run. The bear right after that preacher did come, running the run for about a mile. Then they both sat down and rested a while. The preacher got up, started again. The bear, he started out with more vim, and they ran and they ran till he spotted the tree, set up on the limb, it's a place for me. Bear got close, made a grab for him. Preacher leaped up and he made the limb, pulled himself up and turned about, cast his eyes to the skies, and he did shout, oh Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den, also delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace. So the good book do declare, yes Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't help that bear. Just about then, the limb let go and the preacher came tumbling down. Reached in his pocket, pulled his razor out just before he hit the ground. He hit the ground with an awful bang, it was a terrible sight. The preacher and the bear with the razor in his hair just a cutting left and right. While they rolled around on the ground, the preacher was up and then he was down. The bear let out an awful moan, it looked like the preacher was holding his own. Thought if I'd get out of here alive, that good book I will abide. I'll never sin on Sabbath day, and Sunday come I'll pray and pray to the heavens. He did glance at Lord, just give me one more chance. Then his suspenders gave away and he knocked that bear 10 feet away. Then the preacher got up and made a bound for a tree where he'd be safe and sound. Pulled himself up and turned about, cast his eyes to the skies, and he did shout, oh Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den, also delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace. So the good book do declare, yes Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't help that bear.
Just Walkin' in the Rain was written in 1952 by Johnny Bragg and Robert Riley, two prisoners at the Tennessee State Prison in Nashville, Tennessee, after a comment made by Bragg as the pair crossed the courtyard while it was raining. Bragg allegedly said, "Here we are, just walking in the rain and wondering what the girls are doing." Riley suggested that this would make a fantastic basis for a song, and within just a few minutes, Bragg had composed two verses. However, because Bragg was unable to read and write, he asked Riley to write the lyrics down in exchange for being credited as one of the song's writers. Bragg and his band, The Prisoners, later recorded the song for Sun Records, and it became a hit on the U.S. Billboard Rhythm and Blues chart in 1953. Here's The Prisoners with Just Walking in the Rain.
Just walking in the rain, getting soaking wet. torture in my heart by trying to forget. Just walking in the rain, so long and blue, all because my heart is still remembering. People come to window and they always stare at me, shake their head in sorrow, saying, who can that fool be? Just walking in the rain, thinking how we met, knowing things have changed. Somehow I can't forget.
Oh, I can't forget.
People come to window and they always stare at me, shake their heads in sorrow, saying, who can that fool be? Just walking in the rain, thinking how we met, knowing things have changed.
Everybody always asked me why Uncle Versie Leadbetter and his wife got along so well. They never had an argument. On their 50th wedding anniversary, they both testified they had never had no problems. Now, I heard a story about them. Back when Uncle Versie married Aunt Pet Leadbetter, he took the mule and the buggy and picked her up and carried her off to the church and married her. And as they were driving in the mule and the buggy, going to their little shack to start their new home, Uncle Versie was sitting in the buggy and had his arm up on the back of the buggy, and he was saying sweet things to Aunt Pet. And about that time, the mule stumbled. And Uncle Versie said, that's number one. And then he turned and would talk to Aunt Pet again. And in a little bit, the mule stumbled again. He said, that's number two. And he turned and he talked to Aunt Pet. And in a little bit, the mule stumbled again and like to fail, he said, all right, whoa, that's number three. He got his pistol, put it up to the mule's head, boom, and killed him dead. Aunt Pet said, Percy, what in the world's wrong with you? He said, that's number one.
Yes, you have. Whoa! sang a sad song. But you see, I had a woman who was very good to me. And I can remember the time she used to sit down and tell me these words. She said, "Piggott, I want you to know I love you from the bottom of my heart. And whatever you need, I don't want you to go to your mother, father, your sister, or your brother. I'll be a leaning pole when you're falling down. When all your money's gone, I want you to know you can count on me." But I didn't appreciate the woman then. You know what? I had to run and chase after every little girl around town. So finally one day I got home, and I found my little girl gone. And people, you know it hurt me so bad. I had to hang my little head and cry. And as I began to read the letter she left for me laying there, it read like this to you: "It's too late, she's gone.
That was Wilson Pickett with "It's Too Late." Here's an old friend of mine, Arch Hall Jr. Look him up on Netflix and YouTube. He made a lot of movies in the 60s. Here he is with Congo Joe.
There's a poor but cat named Congo Joe. Got a crazy bat down in Borneo. His little black feet to his fuzzy ducktail. He's a gone cool cat with a jungle quail. Bom poom bom pee, bom 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 bom. Bom poom bom pee, bom 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 bom. Little black Minnie, her hair on a bone, moving in a corner rocking all alone. She says that's Joe, my steady date, for an itsy bitsy pygmy he can navigate. Bom poom bom pee, bom 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 bom. Bom poom bom pee, bom 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 bom. Dragon and a dragon let their elbows knock. Pygmy village party to the jungle rock. Babbles laughing in a treetop stall, shrieking and a grinning and a having a ball. Bum bum bee, bum 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 bum. Bum bum bee, bum 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 bum. Funny little monkey swinging into the crowd, jiggling and a wriggling and a yelling out loud. Tiger comes a dancing and a prancing by, drinking nappy juices makes a tiger cry. Bum 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 bee, bum 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 bum. Congo Joe and Minnie go at it all alone. Pygmy cats are drumming on a white leg bone. Jungle moon is jumping, the lions roar, for Congo Joe and Minnie to do it just once more. Bum 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 bum.
I'd like to thank you for listening to this hour of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station. The Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas. Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, West Virginia's proud veterans, are proud to be first in Ritchie County, there in Cairo, West Virginia. Also AM 1290 out of Vancouver, Washington. And OldiesRadio88.com and RememberWhenRadio.com. Both of those are out of Columbia, South Carolina. Out of the beautiful islands, Hawaiian Pacific Radio. And out of Florida, Q-Star Radio. Also out of Occidental, California, KOWS Radio 107.3 FM, and from Clay, West Virginia, WYAP 107.7 FM. Also out of San Francisco, California, AM 1700 Radio Richmond. Then there's AM 520 The Loop and 88.1 WCPR. Both of those are out of Ringgold, Georgia, and out of Andrews, North Carolina, Andrews Community Radio. Also out of Denver, just a little north of me, there's Classic Hits 1630 AM, and over in Ohio, the Buckeye State, Dark Classics Radio from Dark County, Ohio. And of course, we're not ever going to forget our European cousins and neighbors, the Music Player Yesterday out of the United Kingdom. Thanks all so much for carrying the program. Check out all of the stations that carry The Jason Curtman Show by going to my website at jasonkurtman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and clicking on the links on the home page. I'm the guy bringing back the nickel soda pop, and you're the person helping me do it.
You treat me just as if I were a monkey in a cage. Your friends all think it's clever, they think it's the latest rage. They point at me behind my back and say, now ain't that cute? But when you get home tonight, you'll find your monkeys flew the coop. And I'll be walking the dog, living high on the hog, blowing, going, roaring every night. You'll find me strutting my stuff, yes, I'll be cutting a rug. Don't wait up, cause your monkey won't be home tonight. Suits your fancy is what you think I should do. Jump up and down, turn round and round, and then jump through the hoop. But I should swing from limb to limb so everyone can see. Well, I may do some swinging, but it won't be from a tree. And I'll be walking the dog, living high on the hog, blowing, going, roaring every night. You'll find me strutting my stuff, yes, I'll be cutting a rug. Don't wait up, cause your monkey won't be home tonight. Don't wait up, cause your monkey won't be home tonight.
That was Buck Owens with Your Monkey Won't Be Home Tonight. In 1949, Frank McNamara thought of a brand new way for customers to have one card that they could use at multiple stores. McNamara discussed the idea with two colleagues, and the three pooled some money together and started a new company in 1950, which they called the Diners Club. The first Diners Club credit cards were given out in 1950 to 200 people, most of which were friends and acquaintances of McNamara, and it was accepted by 14 restaurants in New York, and that was the first modern-day credit card. Here's a take on an Elvis Presley song. It's Little Richard with Money Honey. This has a little bit of a different spin on the backbeat. I think you'll enjoy this.
Tell me what was on his mind. He says, money, honey, yeah. Money, honey. Money, honey. If you wanna get along. That screaming fella, what's wrong with you? Hey, from this thing on, our romance is true. Said, tell me, baby, a day that's too late. Could another man take my place? He says, money, honey.
man take my place and says, money, honey.
Here's a classy lady and a great singer with Baby What You Want Me to Do. It's Sugar Pie DeSanto.
You got me running, got me high. You got me run, hide, hide, roll. Any way you wanna let it roll. Said, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You got me doing what you wanna do. Baby, why you wanna let it roll?
Pope Gregory IX associated cats with devil worship. Cats throughout Europe were exterminated in droves. And some people say this sudden lack of cats led to the spread of disease because infected rats ran free. The most devastating of these diseases, of course, was the bubonic plague, which killed 100 million people. Well, folks, once again, it's time to wrap up the Jason Kirkman Show. I want to thank you for letting me be a part of your day. I am the guy trying to bring back the nickel soda pop, and again, it's not a beverage, it's a concept about the way of life we used to enjoy here in America, and I'm sure our European cousins over there in the United Kingdom enjoyed the same lifestyle that we shared here during the greatest age in our culture. Hey, I want to ask you to check out my website at jasonkirkman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, check out the blog, shoot me an email, let me know how much you're enjoying the show. Also, find me on Facebook. I'd love to be your Facebook friend, and I would sure appreciate it if you would like the Jason Kirkman Show page. You can find a link to that at my website at jasonkirkman.com. And as always, don't forget this week to set aside some time to spend with those special loved ones. I'm talking especially about those kids of yours. Make some great memories that will last a lifetime. They won't forget it, and they'll always appreciate the fact that you did it. I'm going to leave you with a great song by Dion. Boy, this has got a catchy tune. Ruby Baby. We'll see you next time on this fantastic station.
Whoa, 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 Ruby, Ruby, how I want you. Like a ghost, I'm gonna haunt you. Ruby, 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 will you be mine? Sometime, each time I see you, baby, my heart cries. Oh, it does, Ruby. I tell ya, I'm gonna steal you away from all those guys. I didn't want to, whoa, from the happy
claim. Don't you know? Whoa, got some hugs and kisses too. Yeah, now I'm gonna give them all to you. Now listen, now, Ruby, Ruby, when will you be mine? I'm gonna get you sometime, Ruby. Hey, 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 hey.
The Jason Kirkman Show is underwritten by today's FullerBrush.com, providing cleaning products for the home and industry since 1906. www.todaysfullerbrush.com.